Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of CryptoCurrent. I'm Andrew, I'm the producer of this show. And in today's episode, Adam's going to talk about something that's really helped him along his journey. It's actually helped me after he shared with me about it in my life in a different realm of the world. Without further ado, here he is.
Hey guys, it's Adam. So I don't really know what I'm going to say in this episode. I don't know how long or how short it's going to be. And I certainly don't know how any of you are going to react to it. But regardless, this is something that is very special to me. This is something that I have built my life on since it came into my life over these past 4 years. And it's something that I just felt like I needed to share as part of my journey as it relates to Astra, as it relates to CryptoCurrent, as it relates to anything and everything I have going on, both successes and failures and everything in between. So the law of attraction. The law of attraction theorizes that our thoughts and our beliefs have a significant corollary effect on the actual outcomes and manifestations that occur in our life. Now, this is something that is a controversial philosophy. This is something that may be off-putting to a lot of people. And honestly, that's fine. All I can do is share my experience and my beliefs and how I've interpreted this principle that I believe to have changed my life. And it actually all began with my parents. So, quick background. My dad today is the number one role model I think that anybody could hope to have in their life. My dad, as of yesterday, is 30 years sober. He comes from a place of degenerate crack cocaine addiction. He lived his very early life as a self-depreciating, self-destructive individual. Now, this is someone that I have never known, this part of my dad, but it's pertinent for the story because along the way, through the journey of his life, he came across this principle. He came across the law of attraction. And if you met this man today, you would hardly believe any part of the things that I just said. Because my dad today is the most responsible, the most intellectual, outgoing, positive, level-headed person that I have certainly ever met. And growing up, this is just something that I thought he was born with. You know, this is something that I just thought this is the way that this man was made. You know, and as I grew up, I kept watching my parents watch these crazy videos, you know, and talk about this strange philosophy, this law of attraction. My parents would always tell me that it was so important to think positively. It was so important to go after what I wanted and to believe that I could get it. And more than that, it was of utmost importance to continue doing things the right way and knowing that so long as I was looking for opportunities, that everything would work out in the way that it was supposed to. None of this made sense to me. I actually thought they were kind of crazy for it. But I found myself in a place of confusion and despair and fear, and I wasn't sure how things were going to work out. I knew that I wanted my college life to go a certain way, and that wasn't working out. And one day they gave me this book, and I was 19 years old. I was sort of reading a verse, and one day he gave me this book, and I didn't know it at the time, but it was about to change my life. You know, and I think this is the part that begins to turn people off. But again, you know, this is my experience, and I don't really care how this comes off or if you agree with it. This is something that is only special to my life and my experience. But I read this book that tried to integrate quantum physics with the beliefs and thought processes that we all have, and the effect that those thought processes have on the outcomes that we experience within our lives.
So, Adam, let's take it a step back, though. Like, for someone who has never really heard about this, you know, how does this law of attraction work? What are the principles? What's the basics, you know?
All right, the basics are as follows. You, regardless of any external event that's happening in your life, regardless of circumstance, situation, and everything else, you want something, as we all do. You want something, and you are looking for a direction in your life, and that's all it starts with. The law of attraction clearly says that you take something that you want, and even without knowing the next step, even without knowing how you're going to get there, you take that belief and you hold on to it. You speak about it as though it's already going to happen, and you experience the emotions that you would go through once you were to actually get that. And you pay no attention to how you'll get there. You pay no attention to what the perfect next step is. All you focus on is the end of the tunnel. And the law of attraction says, you know, it's similar to driving a car in the dark from Los Angeles to New York City. You know that you are going to get to New York City, even though in your car, you can only see 100 yards in front of you with your lights on at night. That's all you need, because you continue, you keep with you the belief, the true belief that you are going to get there. In turn, this rewires your brain. This allows you to become hyper aware of the opportunities that will allow you to get where you are trying to go. You know, and this again, it's I'll keep saying this may be off-putting.
So my next question would be then, after explaining these basics anyhow, how does this play into your life? How did you start bringing it into your life? So you said you read that book and you didn't know it was going to change your life yet. So when did that book actually into your everyday things?
Well, I was skeptical. I read this book. Again, I had always heard about these weird philosophies, but I decided for whatever reason that today I would enter this with an open mind. I read this book and I read the first chapter where it asks you to draw in on the law of attraction, to sort of bring it into your life and to test it out, to experiment with it. And something happened immediately that, in my opinion, proved it to be true in my life in this exact circumstance. And before I knew it, I was sitting on this plane and I was crying, you know, and not because something sad happened. I was crying because of how true it rained me at that moment in time. It was something happened that I could not explain intellectually. I started crying because I felt like I had found something that really in my heart rang true to me, and found something in this abstract and controversial principle that seemed to actually work in my life. And from that point forward, I took that book and I took those principles and I took the crazy things that my parents had been telling me since I was a baby. And I started actually applying it in my life. And it's crazy to be here now, 5 years down the road. It's crazy to be here now because, to be totally honest, it's like when I started reading this book, my life was in a very different place. It certainly has not been all just money and fairy dust and great things happening since then. But even more important, I think, within the law of attraction, I was able to really, really adhere to this principle that I will go after what I want. I will visualize it. I will experience the emotions of getting the things that I want in my life. And I will also carry with me the idea and the belief, the true belief, that things will work out in that way. And so this has been extremely important for me, not only in trying to get the things that I want, but also during times that I have failed, or at least times that have felt like failure, because even as things don't go, quote unquote, my way, I have been able to hold on to the idea that that's the way it was supposed to happen and that I'm still on my journey to get that exact thing that I want. And just like the car and the headlight analogy, I don't know exactly what is going to happen next. I think that I know that how I want things to go, but
then they just happen. So you went to California to go find a job, right? And then that didn't work out, but because you knew, you know, with the law of attraction and whatnot, you were gonna be a successful businessman and then something else happened, right?
I believed. I went to California, I had a job, I moved out there, and they took the job away. And, you know, part of that is just life. But I believed that regardless of this temporary failure, even though it was hard, even though part of my brain wanted to question my ability, wanted to question my intelligence and my work ethic, and part of my brain went to that very fearful place of what is going to happen, how am I going to make money, what is my career going to be, how are things going to work out, what's going to happen next. You know, it's like this very chaotic, fear-centered part of my brain wanted to ask all these questions and experience all this doubt. Because of my experience, because of my practice in these principles of the law of attraction, I was able to hold on to the place where I knew that things would work out and that this was just part of it, you know. And as things don't go my way, right? Whenever things don't go my way, it is absolutely it's a letdown.
But it has a purpose, right? It has a meaning.
That's the theory, and that is something that, again, is controversial, but I truly do believe that. And so what I'm alluding to is that not just in the good and very abstract and pretty parts of the law of attraction, where you just get what you want and you ask for something and you get it. More importantly, I have learned from the law of attraction to be able to experience growth in perceived failures. As I went out there, don't have a job anymore, rather than just throw my hands up and say, you know, I'm screwed. What am I gonna do now? I'm screwed. This. They took something away from me. It was, you know what? This wasn't meant to be. You know, this wasn't the right step. Regardless of if I thought this was the right step, I need to find growth in the situation. I need to be able to pivot immediately and move on so I can continue looking for the next opportunity in order to get what I want. You know, and at the time, I actually sat, and I do this yearly, sometimes more often, but I was writing my goals. I was writing, not that I wanted a very specific job. I want to be, you know, the CEO of SpaceX. You know, it wasn't like that, but I wanted a job that, and I wrote this to myself about a year and a half ago. I wanted to find a job that I was passionate about. I wanted to find a job that would allow me to showcase the positive aspects of my personality, that would allow me to sink my teeth into in a way that I can do with things that I'm passionate about. I didn't know what that job was going to be, but I believed, and I put a lot of stock in this belief that I was going to get that job, regardless of how I was going to get there. Regardless of not knowing how I was going to get there, I was going to get that job and it was going to work out. So this thing in California happened. Don't have a job. I subsequently could not find another job out there in the field that I was looking. What's interesting about that is that if I had found those jobs, if I would have had those jobs, I would not have started trading cryptocurrency. I would not have met all the first investors of Astra. I would not have been able to do any of the things that I've done this year. And so even while I was let down last year, and even while it would have been, I think, easy to give in to all of this doubt and uncertainty and fear, I carried with me that glimmer of hope, that belief that I would get to the light at the end of the tunnel, whatever that turned out to be, and I would continue looking for opportunities. And before I knew it, I am now back in New Orleans. I have met these people that would like to invest in my hedge fund, and I partnered up with Richard, and I begin meeting all these people that have sort of allowed for the journey that this year has turned into to come to fruition. And that's again, it's crazy to be on this side of things, because last year, a year ago today, I could not have imagined this. You know, I could not have predicted that this was the way this was going to go. And what's interesting about that is that it all happened so organically. I was positive. I didn't throw my hands up. I continued looking. I continued considering what the next best thing to do was, while still holding on to the thought and the belief and the emotions that I would get where I wanted to go. You know, and before I knew it, things began happening quickly. Things started to align. I found a job that I was passionate about. I found something that I would stay up for, you know, staying awake 20-hour days and reading all this information and going into blockchain and considering the economic effects of this new type of currency and the way this trading integrates into that. And so it's interesting.
So this must be pretty important to you for you to put this into a cryptocurrency podcast. You know, it doesn't seem like it's completely on topic, but it seems like in your life, it plays a pretty large role in your success, not only in cryptocurrency, but just in your life in general.
Right. Well, for me, it's all relevant. Where the law of attraction ties in for me was that I was looking for a job, something to do that I was passionate about that would allow me to be the best version of myself in. And somehow, some way, that led me into this spot. You know, it's like I currently have a job that I am passionate towards and have achieved some level of personally validating success with. I have people whom I admire intellectually that are pledging their interest to work with me. You know, I'm making money, I'm learning constantly, and I'm happy. And that's profound for me. You know, that's profound, because today I'm crazy grateful. While I still get stressed, I still feel like I'm not doing enough. Sometimes I feel like I'm not smart enough, etc. The reality is, and this is why I feel like it was important for this episode, it's because the reality is a little momentary perspective like this lets me humbly see where I've come from relative to where I'm at. And that is something that is new for me, that humility and that gratitude. Before the law of attraction, you know, before adopting these principles, it's like I tended to live in a place filled with fear and uncertainty and self-doubt. And I can honestly say today that I'm excited for the future, which is something, again, pretty profound for me, since I honestly could not have even lied to myself about that, let's say 6 years ago. You know, I was concerned. I was constantly feeling I was trying to keep my head above water. And it was the perspective shift, not the external outcome effects that changed this in my life. It was the perspective shift of, you know what, I can do this. I don't know how I'm going to get where I'm trying to go, but I will get there. And regardless of where I'm at, wherever that is, whenever that is, today is easier for me, and this has been extremely important in this whole process, it's easier for me to be grateful from where I'm at. Where before, I always wanted things, you know, before this law of attraction, everybody wants things, but I've been able to acknowledge where I am at, be grateful for that, while also keeping with me the belief, the true belief, that I was going to get where I wanted to go eventually, regardless.
Right. I think before you told me about the law of attraction, you actually said something to me that stuck with me through the years. I actually wrote it down on my phone and made it my screensaver for a while. You said, where you were isn't where you're at, and where you're at isn't where you're going. And it gives you hope. It does give you a little bit of peace in the present to just focus on the opportunities that are laid at your feet, just one after the other.
Right, and that's important. It's, in my opinion, it's that mental perspective shift towards hope and it is centered around positivity and passion that propels you to that next step, that allows you to not play the victim and not worry about why things aren't going your way, but allows you to continue seeking opportunities and continue chasing the things that you want while still being grateful for where you're at today, that's important.
Just to wrap up this episode, is there any final thought you want to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I was going to say this may be too opinionated, but...
For $1.99, this can work for you too.
Pay us. No, well, I was going to say, this whole episode has been opinionated, you know, and I just want to express, I'm not being sponsored to say any of this. This is just my experience, but I would say if any of this sounds interesting to you, if you aren't just immediately off put by this, if you are even still listening to this episode, consider watching The Secret. Consider reading the book E Squared by Pam Groud. Consider any of the quantum theories that integrate the law of attraction and sort of outline the potential effects that your thoughts and belief systems can have on your life. You know, over the years, I have, especially when I found this book and when I realized the effect that it had on myself and my life, I naturally tried to go out and tell my friends about it and tell all these people about it. And what I found is that, you know, few people are receptive to this. A lot of people say that it's too frou-frou, that it doesn't make any sense, that scientifically, you know, it just doesn't work out. And that's okay. That is absolutely okay. But if any part of this does interest you, I suggest just with an open mind considering reading that book or watching The Secret. Again, it's E Squared by the author Pam Groud. It changed my life, you know, and that's all I can really say. So
I can vouch for it as well. It changed my life completely. I went from working a job that I really, really hated and just being stagnant in life. And now, you know, I'm sitting in my studio that I built because of this book. It can work for you too, but you do have to go in there with an open mind. You know, you can't just be closed off to it. You have to maybe believe just a little bit that this could work.
Yeah, and so again, thank you all for listening. I promise we will get back to cryptocurrency in the weeks to come, but I just feel like this was necessary today. So thank you all. We'll see you guys next week.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency by signing up for our newsletter. You will receive a daily email Monday through Sunday that is personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Get your tickets today. We are throwing the first cryptocurrency and blockchain conference in New Orleans in March 2019. You can get your tickets today at www.crypto-current.co.
This has been another episode of Crypto Current, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay Crypto Current.
Please use available exits now.